This is an Equity Mates Media podcast.
Welcome to Bite Size on Get Started Investing. In this series, we feature some of our favourite lessons, quotes and moments from the podcast. If you'd like to listen to the full episode, we've included the link in the show notes.
And it comes from Vanessa. She has a question, and essentially it is, can someone be over-diversified? And she asks that because she has money in Raise, Spaceship, Stake, RateSetter, Equitize and IG. Ironically, all platforms we've spoken about on the podcast. So, Vanessa, good to see you're a fan. And basically she's asking, you know, because it's in so many different places, is that an issue? Is she overly diversified?
So I think she's talking about diversification from a platform point of view. I guess from my point of view, you can't really be too over-diversified. I think the thing you need to consider if you're thinking about platforms is just the amount of fees that you could be paying across all of them. You know, each one might have a different fee structure. And if you were to consolidate them and invest in you know, fewer platforms, then you might be reducing the amount of fees that you'd be paying. But as we've sort of always said, Ren, I think each platform offers different opportunities and different ways of investing. So, you know, having something in Raise and having something in Stake, you know, you're getting access to different markets, different asset classes. So, you know, you're really diversifying your exposure from an investing point of view, which is a good thing. You know, RateSetter, that's cash. So again, diversified sort of asset class, Equitize. So I think from Vanessa's specific situation, all the platforms are actually giving her a different investing outcomes across a number of different asset classes. So I don't see really any problem in that. It's just, I guess, at tax time, you need to make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row and can report on it properly. That's probably one thing to consider as well. But, you know, a lot of pots doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. What are your thoughts?
So I think your fee call out is a good one, that potentially some of the platforms, the fee structure gets better if you have more assets in them. And so just be careful about that. But I think that the most important thing is if you're in three different platforms, so from the list that we spoke about before, if we're talking about Raise, Spaceship and IG, but all three of them are just holding different versions of big Australian companies, that you're not actually diversified. You're holding the same assets in three different places. And so it doesn't spread the risk out because they're all the same assets. So you're right that RateSetter and Equitize are different and Stake is obviously focused on the US. But my big thing would be, to speak from personal experience, this is actually what I do. So I have a few different platforms that I use just for different things. But when I look at my portfolio and when I try and track my portfolio, I put them all into like one spreadsheet, and I don't make any distinction based on what platform they're held on. Like if they're on Stake or if they're on IG or ComSec, that's irrelevant, because what actually matters is what you own. And so maybe a good way to think about it is forget the platforms that you're holding it on and look at what you're actually holding it, what you're holding, and then compare, you know, are you holding a lot of just Australian shares on different platforms, or is there actually a diverse range of assets that you own?
Yeah, a good shout there, Ren. I completely agree. And to your point, when I track my portfolio as well, I definitely don't lump it in any sort of platform-based tracking. It's just, as you said, what do I own, not where do I own it. Nice. Well, there was a question from Marco Piancentini, but I'll answer that on Facebook. I just wanted to try and pronounce his name because he said no hard feelings if I can't pronounce his name. So hopefully that was pronounced correctly, Marco. I'll hit you up on Facebook and answer your question, as we've run out of time, Ren. Keep the questions coming in. As Ren said at the start of the show, we can't get to all of them, but do use the Facebook discussion group because there's a whole bunch of intelligent people in there who are willing to share their experiences and stories as well. So hit that up. Also, Instagram, Twitter, we're everywhere. If you want to get in touch with us, please do. But as always, Ren, great to close out. If you enjoyed that bite size, you'll find a link to the full episode in the show notes.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have physicians in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.